2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 13. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Romans 1:3-4. Concerning his Son, who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God, on the one hand being put to death in the flesh, but on the other, made alive in the Spirit. As the model, Christ has two natures, the nature according to the flesh and the nature according to the Spirit of holiness. Holiness in Romans 1:4 refers to the essence, the substance, of God. Through incarnation he put on human nature. However, when he put on the human nature, he did not lose the divine nature. Thus, when he was on earth, he was a mystery. According to his outward appearance, he was altogether a human being. But many of the things he said and did were extraordinary, things which no ordinary human being could possibly say or do. For example, in the Gospel of John the Lord said that he is the life and that he is the reality. He also said, "I am the light and I am the bread of life." Furthermore, he said that anyone who did not believe in him could not have eternal life. No philosopher would dare make such a statement. Because Christ is both divine and human, people wondered about his identity when he was on earth. They knew his family, but they could not explain how he was able to do certain things. The reason for their perplexity was that the Son of God had clothed himself with humanity. Today's reading. Those responsible for the crucifixion of Christ did not realize that crucifixion was the best way for him to be designated, to be glorified. We may use a carnation seed to illustrate this point. If the seed is put to an end by being buried in the soil, it will eventually sprout, grow, and blossom. In the same principle, through death and resurrection Christ blossomed as the Son of God. Satan expected the crucifixion of Christ to mark his termination, but the Lord Jesus knew that this was actually the beginning, that it would lead to his designation according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead. As the designated Son of God, Christ still has two natures, both that of divinity and that of humanity. However, the humanity he has now is not the natural humanity but the humanity uplifted in resurrection. Even his flesh has been designated the Son of God. Hence, he has been designated the Son of God with both divinity and humanity. As such a marvelous person, he has become the model, the pattern, of all those who are being designated sons of God. A Son of God must have both the divine nature and the resurrected, glorified, uplifted human nature. In his resurrection Christ in his humanity was designated the Son of God not in mere word but in power according to the Spirit of holiness. No doubt the divine power was very much exercised in his resurrection, yet we need to see that the divine power in which Christ's humanity was designated the Son of God is the power of life. The phrase "in power" in Romans 1:4 corresponds with 1 Peter 3:18, which says that Christ's flesh was put to death, but his spirit was made alive. Here, to be made alive means to be empowered. In Christ's death his humanity, his flesh, was crucified. Then in his resurrection God the Spirit as Christ's divinity was enlivened with the new power of life to put divinity into the humanity of Christ to make it divine. In other words, before Christ's resurrection, Christ's humanity was merely human, but in Christ's resurrection, the Spirit was made strong to impart divinity into his humanity to make it divine. Thus, In his resurrection, Christ's humanity was designated the Son of God in the divine power, and the reality of the power of Christ's resurrection is the Spirit. This is the end of today's morning revival.